You are now getting involved here with the Chop Sports Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on a Wednesday, July the 7th, 2021. Your host, Sturch and Gooch, and of course, back in studio for day two of all the cluster Fs that he had to deal with last night and yesterday, AJ back in the house. AJ, how you doing, bro? How was your first day? Did you go home, tell mom everything worked out?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote a paper about it. It was just a wonderful day at the office, so.
You wrote a paper about it?
Yeah, I wrote a paper, a little thesis.
You didn't. You did?
No.
No.
But did you write your blog that you said you were going to write?
No.
No.
Wow. All right.
But
so
he did go to work. He left here and went to work.
Oh, yeah. He does work at Jersey Mike's. Did you also get us a new advertiser in Jersey Mike's?
No.
Jesus Christ. What are you good for?
I'm a dual threat. I'm working on an NIL deal. Okay.
All right. Yeah. We'll talk about that. We're here yesterday. Listen, yesterday was a day. We're literally sitting here doing our thing. We said it yesterday. We're 40 minutes into a banger of an episode and the lights go out. When I say the lights go out in this place, we got the soundproof curtains. It went pitch black. I couldn't even see Gooch across from me. It was pretty scary. I'm not scared of the dark, but it was pretty quick. But we lost power due to a brownout, due to some kind of accident down the street. I don't know. You saw it, right?
Yeah, I don't know. If it was because of the accident, I think they planned the brownout because of the accident and the heat, because I know of other towns in New Jersey that also lost power. So I don't know if they call it a rollout.
Rolling brownout. There you go. Rolling blackout.
Either way, we lost power, but only in part of our studio. Our office was good, so we got to set up in there and
I'm going to give you kudos where kudos is due. I almost made a Facebook status about it because it was a rough start to the day. Leave it up to Gooch to be like, look, we can either sit here, bitch and whine about the fact that the power went out, or we, you know, put our work and pants on, bring everything over to the next studio, and redo it all.
Bro, I'm a firm believer in these things, ready? If you're upset about something, you look at the situation, you're like, what could I do about this? Okay, if there's nothing you could do about it, you move on.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something that you could do, do it.
And that
otherwise,
was it.
You have no excuse.
And that's it was it. Done.
And that's it. We did it. And then we put out a good episode. I got good feedback on the episode. There was a little reverb. The reverb.
Did
episode.
You? I didn't hear it.
I heard a little bit.
I listened to the whole thing.
Sounded a little. Tinny.
I mean, I heard the coughing. That's for damn sure.
To me. Oh well, there's gonna be some coughing. I'm trying to work out ways to muffle the mic when I cough, but it's fucking really getting frustrating.
It's all right. Just keep chugging that Robitussin.
Yeah,
the Tussin all day. We need you 100%.
Little Wayne homage right there.
We need you 100% for Saturday because as of yesterday, official, we got the go ahead. I mean, look, it was always official, but we just wanted to make sure we got all the details worked out.
Fix up the poster and send him a new poster today.
Why? What's wrong with the poster?
They want to do the actual. Nothing's wrong with our flyer,
okay.
But they want to actually post the UFC poster that they release with our logos on the bottom of it. So I'm going to take...
Oh, word. Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, that'll look cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that today. So McDonough's is behind us. They will be promoting us. Also, if you're there early, which we recommend you do get there early, we're starting at 9 o'clock. If you want to get there earlier than that, I mean, I more than likely will be there earlier just to kind of be there and... eat. And,
yeah, I'm going to be day drinking all day at McDonald's and I'll probably fall out around the undercard, the underbelly of the UFC 264.
But we did arrange it for Chop Sports to treat our followers and our fans and our family and our, you know, so early supporters to a couple beers, you know, so we're going to do a little bit of a running tab, not so much open bar, but like we're going to set some parameters.
Essentially, it's going to be open bar for the first hour or so, maybe 2 hours, depending on how much you motherfuckers drink, because we're going to throw, I'm not going to disclose how much money we're going to throw, but we got something worked out with McDonough's. So everybody gets a wristband. If you're with Chop Sports, you get a wristband, you go up to the bar, you order what you want to order. And they're going to make it for you free of charge after we hit our number. Then everybody's got it on their own.
And I think that's a beautiful thing. I think that kind of works out nice.
The early bird gets the drinks.
Early bird gets the drunk. So you can get there on Saturday. We're excited to see everybody. There's a nice little response over on the Facebook invite group. You know, the Facebook invite thing, the group, I don't know, what the hell you call it? What did I say? Event page. Sorry, event like page. I couldn't, that was tripped up. But if you want to check out the rest of the stuff that we got going on Chop Sports-wise, www.chopsportsmedia.com. That is the website. It is up, it is running, and we have a lot of cool things coming up. And it started yesterday with Mike Tverdov coming on in here. Rutgers defensive end came in for 12 o'clock. o'clock? No, yep.
3 o'clock.
Wow. All right, 3 o'clock. He walked in here. First of all, we thought he was the pizza guy.
Yeah.
We did order pizza. It was running late because guess what? These rolling brownouts.
Yeah, I'm hearing noise. I hear the fucking door shut. And then I walk out. I'm like, wait, is our pizza here already? I was like,
that was 10 minutes.
It's a fucking big pizza guy. And then he entered the doorway and he's like,
hello.
Hello. I was like, holy shit. Nice to meet you, bro. Yeah. Don't beat the shit out of me. I don't know. But yeah, what a big dude.
Oh, man. What a beast. And look, we started to talk about it yesterday, about diving headfirst into this NIL thing where the college athlete is allowed to now take on sponsors, make some money, earn their keep, you know, based off their likeness, their skill, their whatever it is. They're going to be able to cash in, and we pitched everything we could to Mike to let him know that we're here for him. What I'm getting, and we got this kind of from the Mike sit down and even from AJ, is that maybe the other model isn't really panning out for many people. Like, it's real cool to rock a t-shirt, but it's also real cool to line your pockets with some kind of income. So I think we're doing it a little different, and I think we're going to be successful in that regard. And yeah, I think it started yesterday.
A few people reached out already. We have some meetings set up. It's exciting time to be a part of all things that are happening. Like, it couldn't have worked out any better with the way the website launched on the same day that the Supreme Court ruled. So we have things now to present to people in the position that, I mean, when I say people, I mean college athletes. Mm-hmm. And a few people, like I said, have reached out and we have some meetings set up. I'm excited to provide the opportunity, and it's good because we're going to work for you.
Right.
More so than work with you. We're going to work for these kids, and obviously there's a bonus in it for us, but mainly if these guys are, you have a meeting with us, you're going to hear what we have to offer, and it's really a no-brainer as far as I see it.
I think both, we had two sit-downs yesterday. We'll disclose the other one probably tomorrow if everything goes official, but in both regards, they both refer to us as the underdogs, as the underground, as the up-and-comers, and like, that's a cool feeling. You know what I mean? It was very cool to see the influx of followers that we got on social media. A lot of the Rutgers players started following us. One guy commented on the post, you know, saying, Michael, you know, like making a loud shout out for. So there's hype. And I think there's hype because I think these guys are not only searching out, and you could tell by Mike's, you know, when we sat down with Mike, that he has this a business sense in his mind.
He asked all the right questions. Yeah. He actually gave me ideas based on the questions that he was asking. And There's something to it, man. I don't know what else to say about it other than I'm excited.
Yeah. I mean, look, things will be picking up in the coming days, in the coming weeks. As football season approaches, there's going to be a lot of other potential clients. And look, man, we're here for you. We're here for all of that. And we're here to make each other successful and grow together. And that's another thing that both guys said to me in a text form. They're excited not only to get to work, but to grow together. And that's a cool thing. It feels like a family. I did say in the post, like, welcome to the family. Like, this is us now. And I'm excited about it. So all that being said, yesterday, just so we all know, your boy Chop Sports Sturch is now in second place in the Squeaky Bum Time bracket pool with the Italia. Forza Italia, right? Right, Gucci? Love when people say that, right?
Stop the Forza Italia shit. I just got a message from Steve, the website guy, saying that he hopes that they have the Copa America finals on also at McDonald's, which I'm pretty sure that they will.
It's on TV.
Yeah, it starts at 8, and he's like, I'm going to be there with a bunch of Argentine people.
Oh, all right. Well, Steve, the website guy, bringing the heat.
I'll call McDonald's today and find out if they have the Copa America finals.
What the hell is the Copa? I mean, we're in the Euros. Is this another thing?
It's literally the exact, I would imagine, what happens in South America.
Oh, the Brazil and all those guys. Yeah, okay, yeah. All right, so that's cool. It'll definitely be on. I mean, if it's televised, it's on the TV. We got to watch, when we're sitting there drinking some beers yesterday, we got to see Aaron Rodgers go head-to-head with Tom Brady. Who won, by the way, Gooch?
Oh, yeah, and he sunk the game winner, pressure cooker. Tom Brady's obviously not good at anything, clearly. Hold on, right? Because he missed a very easy putt.
And did you hear him yelp like a little teenage?
Like Derek Cole fucking getting his spider tack taken away. So
Aaron Rodgers does get the dub and the revenge for the NFC title game. He wins the match.
The fucking Zen master, Aaron Rodgers, dodging and dipping and diving all these questions that you're like, oh, how come he wouldn't answer it?
Because question, and they said, are you going to be the Packers quarterback? And he said, I don't know.
I have a question. Who asked the question?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Okay.
Rodgers is above giving some peon who's just trying to get a story.
So now he's a king.
I don't give a fuck, man. Look, you think Aaron Rodgers, the way he goes about his business, he doesn't talk to these guys clearly, because nobody's gotten a word from him all offseason, but we know everything that he's said, except that he's never said anything.
I know what
he said. That's what he did say. He said, you know, I have no problem. I don't know who said that I have a problem with my boss. He did say that. That doesn't fit the media narrative, so you're not going to hear about that. But if he's going to sit here and announce that he's going to play for the Packers week one, which we all know he's going to, it's going to be on the Pat McAfee show. It's going to be with Ian Rappaport. It's going to be with somebody that he respects. I highly doubt it's going to be some guy that's asking him a question on the back nine when he's got Gronk and Brady getting gangbanged in the background.
Well, maybe it'll be on the Chop Sports podcast. Maybe he'll be like, you know what? I heard a lot of support from these guys. I'm going to release it on the Chop Sports podcast. But again, the golf was cool. We were watching that at McDonald's yesterday. Italy gets the win. They're going to the finals today. Let's go, England. We need you, bro. I need you because I need to get to the finals, at least the final three. That's the payouts. And like I said, I'm not rooting for myself to win money in a Chop Sports scenario because, again, I told you, I have somebody in mind that I'm just going to hand this over to. It's a bunch of kids. Like, for crying out loud, they want new jerseys. They could possibly get new jerseys. And you know what the best part is about this, bro? I went like this. In my bracket, I went, bam, 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 bam. One of those guys. Like this. I'm like, England, England. Yeah, they're always good, right?
I would have picked France.
France, they were a big knockout early, yeah. You know what I mean? So people were kind of there was a bunch of people that picked France to go all the way. The guy that's ahead of me, however, has Italy and England and Italy winning. So I can't catch him. Yeah. So he's like 2 points ahead of me. So second place is where my wheelhouse is right now, and I'm hoping to get there. So, yeah, I'm going to puff my chest out a little bit. I can't win. I can come in second.
You're a fucking loser,
dude. I mean, I get the whole if you're not first, you're last thing, but like they're paying out the top three.
No, I get it.
So
I know I spent 11 hours making the graphic, so I know exactly what the payouts are. Right? And I spent 0 seconds filling out a bracket because I looked at it and I said, oh, I would have picked France anyway, and they got bounced immediately.
Would you have been pissed off if, like, you get bounced right away? Like, you made picks. You're a competitive dude. Even though you don't give an ounce of a shit about soccer, do you think that, like, if you got bounced, you'd be pissed?
Because I lose bets all the time and I don't care.
Oh, last night.
I had a rough night last night. Oh, but we're not going to talk about that.
We will talk about part of that, but before that, Game 2 tonight, Stanley Cup Finals. Make sure you tune into that because Gooch's guys gotta rally, gotta get it going, and they can finish. Oh wait, this up, yeah, I was gonna say
inside info from my boy Gabe, who has highly interested in starting a hockey podcast on the network.
Okay, we're all ears.
But he's predicting a closeout.
Is Coco Melon's boyfriend,
Coco Bear,
whatever.
It's Coco Bear's boyfriend. What's up, Gabe? He's predicting a 3-0 win. Andre Vasilevsky with his fourth consecutive series clinching shutout, and you heard it there first. I was going to say, like, this is my information, but
way to give it to him.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a burn. Of course. I was going to say it was my information and be like, no, I'm kidding. It's Gabe. It's all Gabe.
Good job, Gabe.
But, you know, I asked him who's going to be the MVP, and he said it should be the goalie, but it might be Kucherov because he came back, he missed the entire season, and at the I think he...
Wasn't he the one that, like, weathered the storm with the whole influx of salary?
Yeah, but he has 32 points in 22 games, 8 goals and 24 assists. So he clearly makes them really deep. And what about this guy, Point? Just shows how deep the team actually is. The kid is 25 and just went on an 8-game goal streak and has 23 points, 14 goals and 9 assists in 22 games.
Good Lord.
Tampa Bay's loaded. That's why I picked them to be my favorite team.
Well, lucky you.
No, but this is not bullshit. Tampa Bay is my favorite hockey team based off of, and I've said this in the past, based off of me using them in the NHL hockey video game, and that's the only thing I really know about hockey. And when I was talking to Gabe and he was like, oh, I'm a Tampa Bay fan, I was like, oh, awesome. Now I actually have a reason to be a Tampa Bay fan. So I have like a buddy that I could talk with.
Cool.
And maybe he'll bring me along. And, you know, if we ever get these hockey gigs at the Woodbridge Rec Center, which Gabe plays at all the time, right?
Does he?
He plays hockey, or I don't know if he still plays, but he played a lot of hockey there. Maybe he could come and be like the sideline guy, get him on the network. He's a big hockey guy. He knows his shit. So,
I'm telling you right now, we're going to see in like a week, if Tampa Bay wins tonight, like the day of the parade, he's coming in with a sweater.
A Tampa Bay sweater. I'm going to have a blue lightning bolt painted across my face, right?
Well, good for you,
Let's go lightning, baby. And, you know, Tampa Bay and Yankees train there in spring training.
You're just grasping at straws, bro.
Mob ties to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I have, of course, bro. Tampa Bay, baby. Mob ties in Tampa.
Sickity. Anyway, I almost just... dropped it right then and there. You know, myself and Gooch are both getting a little older. One of the first things to go is your vision. Thank goodness for our hookup over at Absolute Eyewear in Woodbridge, New Jersey, right on Main Street next to the train station. They have glasses for all ages, all budgets. They have safety glasses, sports glasses. They are a full-service powerhouse offering eye exams and even free lenses for the kids. They work with BCBS, AAA, AARP, giving massive discounts. They're open 5 days a week, closed on Wednesdays and Sundays. Call 732-326-3937 to get your first pair of Ray-Ban, Burberry, Coach, Polo, you name it, they got it. Go see Craig and Janine right now. But well, part of your bet last night that, you know, a couple of them shit the bet, a couple of them did all right, but it was very heavy on the Suns game one of the NBA championship in the finals. So the Suns get the first game, 118-105. They had this game in hand pretty much the entire way. Shout out to Giannis. Gutsy performance. Barely was, you know, he could have been a scratch prior to the game. He was a game-time decision, according to Woj, and he drops 20. So gutsy performance out of him. Chris Paul with 32, Booker with 27. Just outplayed from the jump. So when you looked at this game as a whole, Chris, where did the Bucks, even with Giannis now, will be a game healthier going into game two, but this is still in Phoenix. Do you feel like this is going to be one of those, they're going to be in every game, but just Phoenix is just kind of is a better team here?
I still think it's going to be Suns in seven.
Wow.
Look, right. Obviously you want the Suns are going to protect home court. But if the Bucks win this game, then they steal home court. You always want to split on the road in any seven-game series in the NBA because then you control your own destiny in your home court. I think that Giannis should have probably gotten held out because he didn't look the same. 20 points out of Giannis is gutsy, but he could get 20 points in his sleep, basically, with him driving to the lane and in transition. Giannis is the best in the league because he's a fucking freight train.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But when Chris Paul brings his secret stuff.
You see that picture?
Yeah.
Chris Paul's secret stuff. He's definitely boozing.
It's hard to beat that team when Chris Paul plays the way he does because Devin Booker, he didn't even really shoot that well. You know, I think he was below, 35% from the field. It's not terrible, but you want to see your stars shoot better than that. But Chris Paul playing the way he's playing right now, he's determined.
Even in the postgame interview, bro, he's just there's a certain swag to him. Like, yep, we're here, and they're like, "How's the hand?" He's like, "Don't know what you're talking about." You know what I mean? Like, he's just got this it reminiscent of like a Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan type thing, where you're just like, we're in this. I'm locked."
And looking at the way the Bucks played without Giannis, it almost seemed like they were thrown off a little bit with Giannis because he wasn't healthy, and then trying to get him involved. Kind of getting involved, it kind of fucked things up for them, in my opinion. Now, I know AJ said Bucks in six. I know he don't feel good about that anymore.
How do you feel now about the first game with your prediction?
All right, not feeling as well, but I think it's a little unlikely that the big trio from the Suns has another 70-point game. I'm just not seeing it.
But it is pretty likely, though. 70 points out of them three isn't
is
really
that not
hard.
Yeah,
that's
25
pretty much
apiece.
How they averaged their whole entire season.
Listen. All I'm going to say is
stick
that Bucks
to fantasy football, bro.
No, that Bucks defense is going to come through soon. You'll see.
I agree, but even in their sleep, if Devin Booker gets 22, Chris Paul gets 22.
Chris Paul ain't okay. Listen, Chris Paul, he's had a great past two games, but before that, he wasn't scoring over 20 points regularly. He was scoring 14, 12, 16. Like,
yeah, but that high pick and roll when you need a bucket, it's almost impossible to stop Ayton. Going to the rim.
Another freight train. You know, like, what's his 99? Crowder?
Yeah. I don't even think he had a bucket yesterday, but you don't
doesn't
need
matter. He's just a presence.
Yeah.
He's just a presence on the court. Like, these guys are just, I don't know, man. The way I saw them handle this game, like, it wasn't a game. It got, you know, within, like, striking distance at the end.
It was very reminiscent of the Hawks and the Bucks clincher last week.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like they kind of controlled the entire game. They got within striking distance here and there, but the NBA, it's just a game of runs. You'll see a team, if a team breaks out to an early lead, then you'll see a team kind of close the gap, but they shoot their load. The other team calls a timeout, then they go on their run.
Mm-hmm.
When you're down 20 at certain points, I don't know what the biggest lead of the game was, but
I don't really know.
There was really no threat. They went bell to bell, as I like to say. Ding, ding.
Yeah. So
12 rounds, they led the whole way.
That series is now 1-0 in favor of the Phoenix Suns, and the ever so popular hashtag Suns in four is now in play officially. So it's back in play, and God damn it, if we would have had that video up again, we would have got a nice little influx. But yeah, so interesting series. We'll see how it plays out. Did you, I mean, I texted you late. I feel like sometimes I'm bothering you. Like, or maybe you're sleeping.
I'm never bothered, but sometimes I'm just like, I'm done working right now.
It was not
but
work.
It has nothing to do with, always text me. I don't give a shit.
I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure I texted you later than you texted me about the email.
You did.
Yeah,
okay,
so I'm always up.
So did you get a chance to stay up for the rest of the Yankee game?
I did, but I didn't watch it because I saw Stan hit the bomb. They were up 7 or 6-1 or something, whatever they were up, and I was just like, I'm checked out at this point. I watched Your Honor, which is a fucking really good show.
Wait, is that with what's this guy? Cranston.
Yeah, dude.
Isn't that Showtime though?
Yeah, we have it at the studio because I prorated the what happens on Hulu. I was explaining this to AJ.
Oh, let's go.
I was explaining it to AJ. What you do is, so if you have Hulu Live, you just wait until, you know, to say you need to binge a show.
Right.
You wait, if it's on Showtime, you wait until the billing cycle is almost over, and then you just add Hulu, you add Showtime to Hulu, and you'll prorate it for like $3, and then you just cancel it at the end of the month, at the end of the billing cycle, so you get to watch an entire show for $3. I'm not sure if I would do that because I'm so busy, but yeah, I paid for the Showtime subscription yesterday just so I could watch Your Honor based on my boy Joey D's suggestion.
Is he a judge?
Is Joey D a judge?
No. Is Bryan Cranston a judge?
Bryan Cranston is a judge.
Okay.
And I don't want to give too much away, but there's some mafia ties going on. There's a hit and run going on.
Oh,
and
there's
a cover up going on. And there's murder.
Murder. Okay. Well, I'll have to go check that out courtesy of your Hulu Live account because I ain't fucking buying it. But I do have to get, I have HBO Max. So my dad, it was funny when the Cowboys got announced for Hard Knocks, I was like, I told my dad and my brother first, and he's like, I just canceled my HBO. And I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you, but I think it's on
Drive in August.
But I think it's HBO Max, so I think it's going to be available.
It just made my head spin. I thought they were all HBO.
There's about five.
Why do I have to fucking deal with HBO in this manner? Like, I just want to be able to watch The Wire, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I want to watch Mike McCarthy embarrass himself on Hard Knocks. That's all I really want.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. I can't wait. I'm like, I got chills just thinking about, I love the music. Bro, I lift to the Hard Knocks theme song sometimes, as if, like, I'm an NFL player. You know what I'm saying? I get into this shit. Knee deep in it. No matter what
the
team.
Why the Packers will never be on Hard Knocks?
Because they're not.
Because they make the fucking playoffs every year.
I was going to say, their criteria is you can't be a playoff team from the year before. So
or the year before that.
Is it a two-year thing?
2 years in a row. So welcome to the club.
Oof, ah. You couldn't give it to Detroit? Like, you couldn't give it to the Giants?
You know what? I fucking hate Hard Knocks now.
Right? I don't want to be as excited as
I thought I was.
Dude, we did a podcast on the Jersey Boys the other day, and RJ Ochoa, the producer of Blogging the Boys, he goes, give me your feelings on Hard Knocks, all three of you. So me, Keith, and Brett. And I start talking about, I'm like, guys, I'm so geeked up. How about you?
And they made fun of you immediately.
They ripped me a new asshole. They're like, this is bullshit. We were finally on course to be a good team, and now you want to stick cameras in our face. And I'm like, I just look at it as extra content. Like, did you watch the flight thing, the Jets flight thing that they dropped on YouTube?
No, but I love all that Jets flight stuff, like the little woman eclipse and all that stuff.
No. This is like a Hard Knocks that they dropped.
Really?
Yeah, go check it out. The Jets, the Goddamn Jets podcast actually did a review on it because they watched all four episodes. It's actually pretty cool. I didn't look at it, but I'm interested to see like Sala in his element.
Yeah.
This is all during like draft time and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting.
If you watch one on the Packers, it'll just be a bunch of Wisconsin people that sound Canadian and being like, oh, I really wish Aaron Rodgers isn't a team player over there. Eh?
And then it'll be
like, oh, I came all the way over from Sheboygan to see Aaron Rodgers practice, but he didn't show up, you know. And then I'll have to fucking deal with that.
What is that? Wait, what is that? What is that movie? Oh, Grown Ups. You've seen Grown Ups?
Yes, yes.
Where,
yes.
Like the guy who's like just jacked, or not jacked, he's like,
it's like, ripped. Hey, Martha. What's going on, Bob?
Where is he from?
Oh, you know, Clay Matthews, he's really good player. You know, he got 3 sacks today on that Jay Cutler.
Saskatchewan. all the guys bang their wives at night, and he's like, hey, where's Saskatchewan? It's such a good
one. It's all the way over there near Sheboygan.
Sheboygan. That's such a good, oh my God, that was funny. So you didn't watch the Yankees.
No.
So the Yankees scored their season high last night in their first game since we basically called for Aaron Boone's job. Now, will this save it? I don't think so.
I don't want to do what we do, and I see what you have written here.
Can they build? I just wrote, can they build? Can they build off this? Look, Herman goes tonight. You know what I mean? So can they get another win and another win? And can they start compiling wins over teams they should be beating? Seattle's got the better record, but they're better than Seattle. I think, you know, like, not, they're not playing like they're better than Seattle, but on paper, they're 100% better than Seattle. I took
exception to a few things you wrote on this list, actually.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, Luke Voit went 5-for-6, 4 hits, double, 3 RBIs, had himself a day. Our boy, Jameson Taillon, bro. Seven and a third, gets 9 strikeouts, only walks 1. What a game. That deserves the standing ovation.
Now, Cy Young candidate out here, right?
As opposed, shut your mouth over there, DeGrom.
Is he the only starter on Yankees that have gotten 2 straight wins in the past month and a half, I think?
I don't know. That's interesting. That's an interesting stat. As we look over to, I looked over to AJ, he's like,
He doesn't know what his full role is yet. Okay.
I'm going to bring the laptop over one of these days tomorrow.
One of these days.
I'll just be scouring.
Yes, that's what you have to do. Because yesterday you came in the clutch and let us know what a hab is.
A hab.
It took him an hour and a brownout.
Hey, listen,
let's be real.
I'm sure Pete wasn't delivering on day one or two. No, he was just kind of warming up to us.
But he got his tax return mid intern run. And he ended up buying a MacBook.
That we haven't even put him to use yet. Yeah, like,
which I'm going
to
hit Pete up later.
We keep saying we got it.
No, I gave Pete the holiday. I gave him his first week in his new apartment. I don't want to fucking bombard him with work. I don't know what he's got going on. I'm going to hit him up and say, hey, Pete, where are we at? Once we get these videos going, you're our editor. He knows that. So we'll go from there.
Cool.
Pete, you listening? He's probably not even fucking listening.
Oh, what is he, Jimmy Palumbo all of a sudden? Yeah.
Pete, if you're listening, I need to get a text from you. Say, dude, I'm listening.
You know what's funny?
And if you're not listening, I'm going to know because I won't get a text from you.
There you go. You know what's funny? Today, I always do as good of a job. Sometimes I miss, but I always promote everybody else's podcast by doing a write-up on either the Podcast Network Facebook page or the actual Chop Sports Facebook page. I try to boost it up a little bit. So I did one today for Chart Choppers, who, if you're a Marvel guy, I highly recommend you listen to it today, because he sits down with a buddy of his. They literally rank 1 to 23 Marvel movies, which, again, who was I talking? Oh, Tommy D said that for certain aspects, it's DC, but certain aspects, like MCU, just like blows everybody out the water. You said...
Tommy D is such a fucking reputable source for anything. Shut the fuck up, Tommy.
So you actually ran through them during the pandemic, right?
Yeah, during quarantine, I just...
Are they all available somewhere?
Disney Plus.
Oh, shit, I have that. I have a kid. Yeah. That's my excuse. So I have that.
Only one's not there, you got to go to Starz to watch the Spider-Man movies. Sony's got the rights to that one.
Really?
Deep under lock, yeah.
Wow. See, that's interesting.
Is that new? They didn't always. They kind of just bought it. I don't know. I actually don't care. Why am I even asking?
Nah, Sony's owned Spider-Man.
Conversation, Gooch.
Sony's owned Spider-Man for a very long time, but Marvel just recently, I think, acquired Fox, which owns Sony. I have no clue.
There's so many loopholes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway, I'm promoting it this morning, literally from the can. Not even kidding. Sometimes I get my best work and my best thinking from the actual can.
Absolutely.
You know, it's where a man gets to think and clear his head. And
it takes me like 30 seconds to shit, but I still sit on the toilet for 45 minutes.
Have you ever looked at your quads and realized how red they are because of the lean?
No, you ever get the dead leg? Your legs cut off circulation and you go to stand up and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
I used to work with my dad. I used to go to, up to work with him. He's got a massive office building, but we used to work the warehouse, but his office is in the offices, right? And I used to go to the bathroom every day, same time. I kind of wait for him to come down. So I can go back up,
So you can sniff his aroma in the toilet.
Yeah, basically. I was really obsessed with that.
But the only good thing about that is you get a nice warm seat.
You do get a warm seat. Now, it's funny, gross, because just so you know, I had this bathroom in particular had motion sensor lights.
Wow.
So when I walk in, the lights turn on. I go to sit on the can. Do my thing.
If you sit in the toilet for too long,
bro, I'm doing
the lights
that.
And go then, off, and then you got to wave
and
around.
I'm doing this move, right? So nobody sees this, but like I'm on the can, lights go off, and I'm like, oh shit! And I'm doing this. I'm like, come on, over here, and I can't get to it. And then finally, the lights turn back on. But that's how long I was up there, and I'm sure that really made my dad happy, considering the day gets so busy. And he's like, this guy's up there reading the paper when the paper was still a thing, and I had a BlackBerry at the time. So that's how long ago it was since I worked with my dad. But anyway, so the Yankees won. So the Yankees get that dub. Let's see if they can build off it. I have to touch on something that happened yesterday. Maybe you can – you probably read it on the bottom of your little scripty there over there. But it's – It's literally, well, you don't have to write anything. I'm just saying. Oh, I wrote it already. Okay. Oh boy. Anyway, the Mets got postponed last night, right? But it's so Mets to do it this way. And I think that's the name of the podcast my buddy Joe DiMeo hosts. That's so Mets, because this was very Mets of them. It's raining, it's storming, the old man's snoring. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're doing all this. They're playing like videos in the Jumbotron. They're keeping everybody in the building.
They're actually playing Kangaroo baseball,
which was amazing, by the way. It'd be so cool. Post,
but that's about the only good thing that came from the Mets yesterday.
But I'm saying, like, they're sitting there. All the fans are waiting. The game will be starting soon. Like, they keep flashing it. Uncle Steve, the owner of the team, goes on Twitter and says, game's postponed. No communication with the guys at the field and saying, like, oh, guys, you can go home now. It's about to, like, the skies are about to open up. Get your asses out of here. But no, they're not on the same page. And I'm sure Till Mets Do Us Part is going to cover that today when they record. But it's like, holy shit, dude. Like, get your shit together. It's literally putting
delay. Like putting lives at risk.
Right.
It really is. When you think about the reality of what keeping a stadium full of people there in hopes to play a baseball game
with lightning,
with a pending tornado Flushing or wherever the fuck that shithole is now.
Queens, same thing, whatever.
It's Flushing. Yeah. It's Flushing.
Yeah, and flush them right down the toilet is what I'll do. But DeGrom is another start. Whatever shall the Mets do? So now, Jesus Christ misses a start. Now what? Now you're real, real big trouble.
He pitches tomorrow.
I think he pitches today.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant. Like, today is
tomorrow.
They
just push him off one day. Here I am thinking he misses his entire turn in the rotation.
Dave, you know how rotations work?
Yeah. They just move him down a bit.
Why did that just... Oh, man.
Anyway. He had another full day of rest just watching whatever was going down at the ballpark. So.
Say what?
He had another full day of rest.
So he gets one start, and then he gets to not pitch in the All-Star game because I think that he announced that he won't pitch in the All-Star game, which I wouldn't either.
Is there any incentive anymore? No, right? No, it used to be home field.
If you pitch 2 days before the All-Star game, why would you want to bring your guy
out? No, I'm saying there's no incentive anymore.
I choose to not care. I'm not even thinking about home field in the World Series. I don't care who the Dodgers, if the Dodgers have home field against the Red Sox or not. It has zero bearing on my life. Unless the Yankees turn it around, which, you know, reading this, can they build? They can. But will they? I have no confidence in them building at this point, because each time we get excited about a series sweep of the White Sox and they get hammered. Then we get excited about how they play against, what was it, Tampa?
Oakland. Right.
They play well against Oakland and they get hammered by Boston. So I can't get excited about anything until I see them chip away. A good question was raised by Hawaii Mike today, and it's like, the Yankees have 25 series left or 20 series left in the season. How many series do they have to win? All of them.
I was going to say, they got to win them all.
They got to win all of them. And if they don't win all of them, if they lose a series or two here and there, then they have to sweep.
Sweep a couple.
They have to sweep the Rays twice, and they have to sweep the Red Sox twice. And right now, the Red Sox are the best team in baseball, or arguably, at least in the AL. Mm-hmm. They're definitely not the best team in
baseball. They lose last night?
I'll bash my head through the fucking wall.
You lose last night? Did they lose last night?
They did. That was my head bashing against the wall for saying that the Red Sox are the best team in baseball.
Jorge's definitely coming over here like, you good, dog?
And not only that, I mushed Kyle. Thank you, Kyle. I didn't want to give him bad burn, but, you know, he stands behind his bad picks. I followed him. I followed Kyle, his VIP ticket yesterday, and he had the Red Sox on it, and I read this write-up about how the Red Sox are the best, and it made me sick, and I bet on the Red Sox yesterday, and that's why I lost, and it serves me right.
Keep betting on the Red Sox,
I should
bro.
Bash my head into the fucking table. That was my head bashing into the table, right?
Nobody knows. You see Lombardi's head going back and forth, now the bobblehead's going.
I actually just felt sick over that.
Just by the fact that you bet
on
the Red Sox.
I've never even drafted a Red Sox in fantasy baseball.
I've never drafted a Giant.
Ever.
In football.
I mean, I'll draft Dalvin Cook right away, but.
We might do that this year.
It has nothing to do with it. I took AP several times.
We might do that this year, as a matter of fact. Scott hit me up today, as a matter of fact, waking up. He's like, my first morning text all of a sudden. I'm like, here I am waiting to see a morning text from, like, I don't know, my wife. You know, somebody.
Probably going to get a text from Jorge. What was that sound?
I just said that.
Did you?
Yeah, I just said
Jorge. Well, I
couldn't
remember because I bashed my head into the wall and I lost fucking consciousness.
But anyway,
like
Scott hit me up, says, you know, I'm so mad that the Cowboys are on Hard Knocks because now all of our secret gems are going to be out there in fantasy and people are going to draft people based off of Hard Knocks. And I said, what? And he's like, oh, well, the tight ends, you know, Blake Jarwin's coming back. He's a sleeper. I was like, no, the Cowboys are running two tight ends. none of them are going to be draftable or playable because it's going to be very 50-50. And I was like, I'll tell you right now, Zeke might be an 1,800-yard rusher this year, in my opinion.
Oh, my God.
What?
He won't have 1,800 yards the rest of his career.
Write it down. 1,800 yards this year.
Rusher or altogether?
Rushing.
Neither.
Rush. Total? You don't think he gets $1,800? $1,800 yards total this year?
No.
What is he just lost skill? What is he, part of the Monstars? Like, what?
Do me a favor and Google the amount of running backs that have 1,800 yards total in a season in the last 5 years.
I'll do it right now.
Yeah, no, please do that right now. Hurry
up. Not that many. 1,800 yards is a lot. So 1,100 yards rushing and 700 yards receiving? That's a fucking Marshall Faulk season.
He had 900 something last year on the worst abysmal year of his career.
He has to double it total?
He's going to have a complete offensive line again. He's going to have all these receivers being covered.
Taking the hard under on 1,800 total yards.
I mean, first of all, I'm not Vegas, though. I can't set the lines. You know, I'm just telling you that's what I think he's
going to
get.
We have to keep the conversation going while Kyle.
No. Well, yeah, he's going to have to do that.
Calling Kyle because I got this sauce running.
Go ahead. Come closer to the mic.
Yeah, my bad about that. We got Derrick Henry over here with 2,141 yards. That was this year. Dalvin Cook, 1,918. That was this year. Dalvin Cook was very close, but I mean, Alvin Kamara was very close, but he did not get it.
So just two?
Christian McCaffrey in 2019. Zeke Elliott was 23 yards away in 2019.
There you go. 23 yards away from 1,800 all purpose. Like, that's not like out of the realm of possibilities. It's not.
And then in 2018, he had 2,000. Saquon Barkley at 2,020. Christian McCaffrey, 1965.
Yeah, so it's 1,800. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
So what, five guys in the last 5 years?
Five guys in the last
4 years. I'm tired of the burn that Zeke's getting right now. Zeke is getting left off top five, top 10 running back
list. We got a new chalk that's going on the chalkboard. 1,800 yards for Zeke.
I'll do the stupid thermometer thing of every week, every time he just accumulates yards. And when it bursts, I'm going to punch you right in the face. Like, that's
should do a little gentleman's bet on it.
Yeah, we're going to. We'll figure out some terms, but it's just not going to happen. I've never been more confident in a bet in my life. If he misses one game, it's impossible. Two games, it's never going to happen.
Okay, so now that we have 17 games in a regular season, think about that. Ooh. Think about the fact that you're telling me if he averages 100, he'll become 100 short. So that's 100 all-purpose, all game, every game.
He's not going to have many receptions because they got like you said, two tight end sets. They got CD Lamb. They got Amari Cooper. They're loaded at receiver. I just don't see Zeke
heard that
getting,
though, right?
Yeah, they are. I mean,
they're
like,
loaded at receiver, he said.
Yeah.
They are.
All right.
You know, I'm
Dak Prescott win MVP? I'm
realistic about things. And show me a Mike McCarthy coach team that throws to his running back.
It's a new Mike McCarthy, baby.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if there is a new Mike McCarthy.
Oh, there's a goddamn new Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, you know what happened? He ate the old one.
Well, I don't care.
Jesus
Fine.
Christ.
Bearded Mike McCarthy has an edge, and he is back.
I don't know. That's Mike McCarthy.
We're
going to run the football.
There's a lot of shit talking coming from a guy who doesn't have a quarterback in camp right now. But anyway.
Nobody has a quarterback in camp because nobody's in camp.
True. I love that you guys have a shared head coach. I love it. It's amazing.
Shared head coach. We spit him out.
No, I know. But they swallowed him like some meadows or some birds like that.
After he won a Super Bowl. But he doesn't want to give credit to a coach to win a Super Bowl.
It's amazing. Now, I will always love the fact that we have a Super Bowl, but it really has zero to do with Mike McCarthy. I wouldn't say zero. It has less than zero to do with Mike McCarthy.
Wow.
Negative correlation.
And if you look at his track record since then, he botches so many things. Challenging calls, bad game management. He's the offensive coordinator. He's not. He's calling the plays. He's not calling the plays. You want to talk about discontent? The reason why Rodgers even doesn't like the fucking Packers front office, I think, is largely due to the fact that they kept Mike McCarthy around for 5 years too long.
So we waste the good years of Aaron Rodgers.
So thanks, Mike McCarthy, for ruining fucking my offseason this year because you fucking you planted this seed in Aaron Rodgers' mind half a decade ago because you fucking kept Mike McCarthy around too long.
That's my coach. Anyway, if you want to support the network, do that. ChopSportsMedia.com. Got a big lineup coming in. Till Metzdoors Park drops tomorrow, along with the I'm Your Football Team. I'm very interested to see which division he roasts this week. That's with Keith Ernst and his friends. And, of course, there will be no Jets podcast. They're taking a week off. So Friday, all you'll get is us, I believe. Yeah, right? Oh, no, Squeaky Bum Time is back, and they'll probably recap the last two games, which I kind of guess it works out. You know, they could have previewed and recapped, but life gets in the way, and we get it. But their bracket pool is still up and running. Everybody's talking a bunch of shit. It's really cool. There is a fantasy football prep to get to today. We're gonna get into that. We're gonna draft the leagues because there's 32 teams. We're gonna divide it in half. And as of today, announced today, me and Gooch, who are already partners in Scott's Keeper League, which perfect. You know, I think it's gonna be a nice little combo. You're going to be partnering up with your brother and head the AFC, and then I'm going to be partnering up with the new guy, AJ, who completely thinks he's a fantasy warlord, which means buy the shirt on the Chop Shop. He'll be my partner in the NFC, and then we'll just divide up the rest of the league. So we're excited about that. We're excited about everything going on. Big announcement potentially today. We'll maybe talk about it more tomorrow. For that. That will do it. That will wrap up this episode on a Wednesday here for Sturch and Gooch and AJ. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
I've had Tommy D waiting on his Venmo for like 3 days. Keep waiting, buddy. Keep waiting.